It's Marketplace Tech from Monday the 24th. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, Alphabet, the parent company of Google and lots of so-called other bets, announces earnings. One of the so-called other bets that the parent thinks could one day be huge is really advanced artificial intelligence and machine learning. And the tricky thing about advanced AI is that to do it, you need pretty complicated chips, chips that house what are called neural networks. Google is starting to make these specialized chips. How come? Well, we caught up with Senior Vice President for Technical Infrastructure at Google, Urs Hultzla, a few weeks back at the Wired Business Conference in New York. And we put this question about why Google is getting into the AI chip making game to him.
The problem here is actually a very new problem. And Google has been on the forefront of machine learning for a long time. And we realized that the existing and forecasted solutions weren't really efficient enough, weren't really specialized enough to make things work.
Hultzla says the company realized that to do some of the things it wanted to do with artificial intelligence, it might have to double its data center footprint. Making better chips might be a better solution because it helps the company with what he calls an AI-first approach.
The idea is that if you have a particular problem, let's say Google Photos, right? Here's your library of photos. You want to look at it with an AI-first viewpoint, meaning how could machine learning help you use this tool better? So, for example, in Google Photos, we can let you search through your photos. And so you can say, you know, show me pictures of me with an elephant. And you'll actually get those pictures, even though you never labeled them explicitly saying, here's an elephant and here's me. But we can kind of figure that out. So that's an example of saying, if we have machine learning technology, how can we apply it to our products to make them easier or more general?
Full disclosure, my best technology parlor trick as an admitted Android user these days, showing people that incredible search capability of Google Photos. It's like that quote from sci-fi writer Arthur C. Clarke, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. We'll find out how Alphabet's other bets are doing and whether there is any magic there when the company announces earnings later today. This is the result of a startup that wants to put musicians together. Take a listen.
Yo, I grew up broke, crew on broke. Every old head homie that I knew on dope. Only hope was the musical notes.
It's a song from the rapper Taylor Bennett, a.k.a. the brother of Chance the Rapper, and it's called New York Nights. Bennett used a company called Treble to connect with producers who helped him put out the song. Treble goes from beta to official release this week in the Apple App Store, and the app's idea is to pair musicians with other collaborators, kind of like a dating app. We'll see if it works for them when it launches to the public this Thursday, but the company has already generated some interest the old-fashioned way with some music performances in New York. Matt Bond is founder and CEO of Treble. Matt, thanks for coming by.
Great to be here, Ben. Thanks for having me.
What is Treble? A Tinder for musicians? Explain this to me. What does this mean?
So Treble is a professional network similar to a LinkedIn or a Behance, but specifically built for the music space.
What does it look like?
You can search for people. And second of all, you can search and discover opportunities. Let's say that I just want to browse, for example, female singers for a new track that I want to put out. I can hit female singers within 30 miles, and it'll filter out everybody who isn't a female singer. So I can play their music, click into their profile, check out their Instagram, check out all their social channels, and then ultimately decide if I want to connect with them.
How does the software that drives the platform work in terms of connecting people to other people that they really actually want to be connected with and might actually collaborate well with?
Externally, we look at people's social metrics, not just the numbers of followers people have, but we're also looking into who people might be mutually friends with on different platforms. And then internally, we're working on an algorithm that'll help ultimately build patterns between if, for example, I like one artist, then chances are I might like a second artist as well.
How are you guys going to make money?
In the short term, we are actually making money on the events and experiences that we're throwing. Now, that money might not be 10x money, but it definitely helps us stay lean and pay our team.
So what, are you charging people at the door? Or you're charging them for beer or something? What?
So we charge a little bit at the door. We're also taking in a little bit of money from sponsors for the physical events. That's not necessarily going to be our, as a company, we think there are tremendous opportunities to monetize on the digital platform once we build up the user base. But
yeah, like what? Will there be, were you guys going to start a record label, or are you going to sell advertising?
Well, there definitely is opportunities to advertise on the platform, but I'm not sure that's the direction we want to go in. Really, what we think could be interesting is the idea of ultimately premium features that allow people to search much more efficiently for the talent resources that they need.
Matt Bond, he is founder and CEO of Treble. Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And as you know, we've been asking you for your technology-inspired songs of the summer, a.k.a. hashtag Summer Tech Jam. The other day, we got this from Twitter user Eric Peterson, School Is In by the Groovy Ghoulies. Nice. Also from Twitter user J2, Fembot by Robin. All right, tweet me your summer tech jam using that hashtag. I am at the Brock Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.